from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Thursday.
Hi, Mike.
Business activity, we got someone up.
Yeah, we do. Well, it all depends on how you look at it. So we've talked a bit about individual companies this week, but we're going to broaden that out. We're going to take, to use the latest helicopter speak, we're going to take the helicopter view, sorry, the corporate speak, and we're going to take the helicopter view, and we're going to look at the economy. ANZ Business Outlook. So we're looking at what's called the flash reading. So they haven't got all the responses yet. It's a preliminary report. Now the thing is, Mike, I was reading this report and I really like the forward-looking indicators because that's really what we're trying to figure out, isn't it, what's going to happen. And reading the report, I was sort of struck by how your attitude would impact on how you interpret these numbers. So do you want your glass half full or do you prefer your glass half empty? Now, if your preference is for your glasses to be half full, there was a really good improvement in headline business confidence and business own activity readings. If we look at own activity, minus 10, solid improvement on the previous number of minus 17.5. And we look at April, it was minus 55. If we look at headline business confidence, minus 26, again, big improvement on the previous reading of minus 41.8. But if you look at your glass and you see half empty, you go back to last December and you see that, for instance, the own activity was reading was plus 17. So the story here is one of continued improvement, but we are still well below the pre-COVID activity levels. So pick your attitude, getting better or still horrible. I think if you look at the forward-looking indicators in this data series, there's still a very clear sort of feeling of nervousness. I mean, the employment intentions are still pretty negative. And if we look at profitability expectations, minus 29 hasn't really improved very much at all. So, Mike, what we're seeing here is a little bit like the labour market stats. They're improving, but when you get into the detail, you start asking the question, how robust are the improvements? Now, the backward-looking indicators, they've picked up that shift back into the more restrictive environment. But the thing is here, Mike, the next few months are really important because there's two key issues. The wage subsidies are going to start rolling off. So how many businesses have you got out there that are just on life support? And summer comes along, and summer is when we're really going to notice the lack of international tourists. But it's going to be a little while before we see and feel the impacts of these issues. We're not actually going to know for a little while.
Exactly. What about manufacturing?
Yeah, slightly more technical bit of data, the economic survey of manufacturing. So yesterday we had the release of the manufacturing, wholesale trade and selected services surveys. And without getting too bogged down in the detail here, Mike, look at some of the key takeouts. Manufacturing sales volumes, if we exclude meat and dairy, fell 17%. Total sales volumes fell 12.2%. And I suppose the key takeout here, Mike, is that these numbers probably not as bad as been expected. So it's that sort of continuing theme that recently of sort of better than expected economic recovery, which suggests that maybe level two and level three restrictions weren't as restrictive as we might have been expected. But again, Mike, and it's sort of one of these mornings, isn't it? I want to balance that comment out. This is the largest fall in manufacturing sales since the series began in 1994. So these are pretty ugly numbers. That is equivalent, and manufacturing sales number, that's equivalent to a drop of $3.1 billion compared with the June 2019 quarter. So the economic damage is very real.
This is correct. I'm just looking at Tesla's share price, by the way. It's up 7% this morning, so we're okay.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride there, hasn't it? Early August, check out these numbers. Early August, share price closed, $274.81. Then you got the big drive up to $498. So an 81% gain in roughly 3 weeks. Then the wheels came off the rally, Mike, and dropped 33% in just over a week. So shareholders will be pleased to see that volatility. Although it's extreme, it's out now actually going back the right way for the Tesla shareholders.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, so a nice rally going on in the US markets overnight. The Dow Jones, 28,157, so it's up 2.39%. The S&P 500, 3,411, it's up about 80 points, also up 2.38%. And the NASDAQ, 11,156, up 2.8%, so bounce back there. FTSE 100, 6012, up 82, 1.39% gain. The Nikkei fell 1% yesterday, or just over 1.04%, 23,032. The Shanghai Composite fell 62, 1.8% fall, 3254. The Australasian markets, the ASX 200 was down 129 points, just over 2%, 5878. We fared a little bit better. We lost 1.3% yesterday on the NZX 50, 156 point fall, 11,739. We'll get some of that back today. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.6677 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9180 Aussie, 0.5656 euro, 0.5138 pounds. The pound's weakening as the Brexit talk starts to heat up again. Japanese yen 70.92 for the New Zealand dollar against that. Gold $1,946 and Brent crude $40.86.
Look forward to your company tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher from jmawealth.co.nz.